This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Ross Electric Motors, Season of Love, Struckon Pest Control, and Wendy's.
Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I do apologize for the late start today. I had a flat tire and I had to change it. Therefore, I am broadcasting from home. So as you know, the road work makes the electricity situation and sometimes the internet situation unreliable, but we will do our best to get through this today. All right, so we are looking at the Attorney General's speech last night, and we are also going to be looking at some of the opposition response. Now, I understood the assignment that Ryan Pinder was tasked with. I understand that the silence has gone on for too long. The government has been too dismissive and seeking to make seem diminutive this issue. It is an issue that is incredibly serious and incredibly important, is being watched by lots of people. The foreign minister's approach to it has been wrongheaded, just wrong. And maybe he knows that now because he's starting to shift in the way he speaks about this thing. It's not an oh well, yeah? Yeah, sure, businesses fall apart every day. This is a major, major business. The import is very high. And lecturing the U.S. about the Charles Keating scandal and all this other stuff like that isn't really going to help us at all. Plus, you're the foreign minister. You want to be a bit guarded in that respect. Now, here's the thing, right? So, clowning on U.S. regulators is one thing when the foreign minister does it. However, I don't expect, and here's why I say I understood the assignment. The assignment is this. Every loose talking American with a cell phone that belongs to a media corporation or business in the United States of America, they've been weighing in on the Bahamas. And most of them, the vast majority of them, do not know what they're talking about. That's A. So you've allowed, as the government, a vacuum in which the U.S. media is just filling it with whatever garbage they can get. All right. Some of it's valid. A lot of it's just trash, right? Complete and utter trash. And you have allowed this narrative to go on and on and on for over 2 weeks. And now you just don't have the credibility, where you lacked the credibility as government to speak intelligently to this. So the question is right. And I didn't get into some of this, and Kwesi Thompson did have some more to say in Parliament. I didn't read all of his speech on air. And he's right. He's like, where are our experts? Where are our people who are going out there defending the Bahamas? Who are going to say, look, here's how this works over here. The whole world doesn't work like America. Okay. Nowhere on earth have I seen people jump out and go, here's the charges, here's exactly where we are and what stage of this investigation from any regulatory body, certainly. And you have the new CEO of FTX trying to indicate that the government of, not, I'm sorry, not trying to indicate, stating that the government of the Bahamas moved money illegally, essentially, in violation of the Chapter 11 stay. Okay, and put that in the court order and blast it round the world. Okay, so the chief legal officer, the Attorney General of the Bahamas, is the chief legal officer of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's a constitutional post. He is your top legal advisor. Okay, so if your lawyer, so he's our lawyer, he's the governor of the Bahamas, he's our lawyer. So if our lawyer can't get up and push back against what their lawyers and their CEO is saying, FTX, then he doesn't really serve any purpose. So I understood the assignment. His assignment's to go and push back against this narrative that this is some lawless, non-regulated place, because here's what's true. You could go cloud chasing all you want. You're the US, whoever. Our regulations are better than yours with regard to cryptocurrency. Very much so. There are places that have better regulations than we do that are a lot tighter. Canada, China, they'll put you in prison. Hong Kong, Singapore, right? Some Australia. Actually, I'm not 100% sure about Australia. I could be wrong about that. But most of these places don't have regulations. South Korea has a regulatory regime after a crypto czar stole billions of dollars and is now a fugitive from justice. Right? Possibly living in Europe or the United States. So our legal officer's job is to go and defend our reputation. Now, you're going to say to me, well, they didn't explain where we are in the investigation. He didn't explain if we're coming out saying we're going to charge Sam Bankman-Fried or if he's cooperating or da-da-da-da-da-da. So my thing is this, right? And I don't live elsewhere, but I'll say this. Tell me one regulatory agency that exists in any of the dozen countries where FTX the Bahamas. Oh, am I back or am I out? am I out or am I back now? I'm back now. Okay, so name me one country whose attorney general has spoken out about this. I certainly haven't heard Merrick Garland in the United States talking about it. Name me one other country whose regulatory agency has spoken out about this. Has the SEC or the Federal Trade Commission, have they released any information with regard to FTX? Did they update you on the status of their investigation? Have they officially said that they're investigating? Because that was sourced mainly from New York Times. So name me another country whose prime minister has spoken about it, where FTX is domicile, and name me another country where a high-level government official as high as the attorney general has given an address about it. So yeah, I know the Americans are going, we want blood and justice and da da da. Y'all aren't doing that though. If y'all's justice system is so much better, then why haven't you guys filed to extradite SBF? Since y'all are so much better at all this, has the SEC explained where any assets went, how Alameda got screwed? No, the SEC doesn't regulate hedge funds, but still they're investigating, right? Has the Federal Trade Commission done so? No. Has anyone other than FTX's attorneys talked about this? You do have the congressman and congresswoman doing it, and you do have the two senators now, Whitehouse and Warren, talking about it. But in terms of where else in the world there has been a more comprehensive outlining of what has occurred, there is no place that has been more communicative than the Bahamas. Now, I think we could have been more communicative and we could have given out some more information. But, you know, I don't buy this narrative that, oh, the other people know what they're doing so well, because FTX was in your country too. Right? I don't see you doing any of this stuff that we're doing. I don't see your police talking about none of this. So spare me. All right. So in terms of our reputational harm, the Attorney General is doing what he's supposed to do. Now, I know a lot of people wanted him to drag Sam Bankman-Fried out in chains last night and tear his shirt off and flog him and then rub salt on him. But it's a thing in process. And you don't have to agree with me, but like I said, name me the country where FTX is, there's a dozen of them. We went through it the other day. Name me the country where FTX is that has been more communicative, explained more, spoken more to what has occurred with FTX, whose officials have done so, whose regulatory agencies have done so. I'll wait while you send me that information. Send me one piece of information and we could begin the discussion. Otherwise, I get the assignment the Attorney General was on. So let's talk a bit about what he said, all right? And the problem with this, and here's why I want to read it. I want to read his address, because I'm going to say this again to the government, right? You guys need to step up your game, like big time, right? And so you notice, like, when the prime minister does something, they, like, bust out, like, Movie and Burton Rogers and all them, bring, like, the Avatar red cameras or whatever and all the light kits and all this and the makeup artists and all that, right? When the PM does it. And the thing about it is when the PM's talking, that usually just stays here. Everyone watch this. I'm looking at MSN feeds and stuff now with Ryan Binder and our Supreme Court building and Sam Bankman-Fried picture on him. Okay. Ryan Pinder went everywhere, and you guys messed that address up. It recorded poorly. The lighting was bad. He was leaning to the right almost the entire time. His tie was crooked, and he made several errors, which, having experience with these things, means that they let him do that in one take, which is a bad idea. All right, this prime time, you can't be ready for prime time with bad lighting and no one's telling him his tie's not correct. Boy, I hate that here. We used to do TV news. I used to cuss. How the hell are you going to sit here and use a cameraman, you editor, you doing, you production, and you ain't going to tell me my tie crooked. You ain't going to tell me, like, there's a booger in my nose. Like, what you ain't going to tell me, like, you know, something's going on. So whoever videotape that, you did a terrible prepping, Ryan Pinder. All right, you got to look ready, you got to sound ready. Ryan Pinder also kind of shout talks sometimes when he gets animated, and so you got to kind of go through that with him too. That's why I have media professionals. Everyone in just there to have, you know what I mean? Everybody want one job. Everybody want job. Everybody want title. You got to do your job. All right. Your job, when I hand it off to you after it's written, I understand Ryan Pinder wrote this. After it's handed off to you, right, it's already written, the PM checked it and everything like that, signed off on it. And now I'm dealing with Ryan Pinder to make sure he looks good and sounds good, or nobody's going to pay close attention to what he's saying. But we'll read it because it reads well. Presentation-wise, I don't know why they hired all of you. All of you. Is there a shortage of people to do work out there? Anyway, we'll talk about what Ryan Pinder had to say. We're going to go to this break. In the second hour, we're going to be talking with Comfort Suites for a bit. Unfortunately, I won't be able to be in the studio with them. As I said, flat tire does happen, but through the miracle of technology, we'll all be able to hear and listen and speak to one another. All right, stay tuned.
do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Every season creates an opportunity for you to enjoy the comfort of your most valuable assets. Unfortunately, termites are common and very unwanted guests that never stop eating. With Struckum, you can enjoy the peace of mind as we protect your investment with our 3-year fumigation warranty. Struckum. Number one in pest control services.
Breakfast just got better at Wendy's. Introducing the Breakfast Biggie Bag. Enjoy a double sausage muffin with two square sausage patties, a freshly cracked egg, and cheese served on a toasted English muffin, a medium waffle fries, and an orange juice for only $5.25, fat inclusive. Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Say what?
At Wendy's, better breakfast is all day. Offers valid in participating locations. Wendy's, different inside and out.
It's the season of love.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Join Excalibur Entertainment, YBE Promotions, All-Star Productions, Cash and Gold, and Bahama Sale for a once-in-a-lifetime performance by the legend, Barris Hammond. Barris Hammond, along with Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder comes to Nassau. Get ready for the beer. And more Saturday, December 3rd at the Thomas Robinson National Stadium. Fly in all secure Bahamas air to the Season of Love concert and stay at our official hotel and resort sponsor, Super Club Breezes, where single beds are only $198 and doubles are just $275. When you use promo code LOVE22, book your rooms now at Breezes.com. Tickets are available now at all your Cash and Go locations. Sponsored by Bluebird, everything local mobile app, Chef Crayon. Be there.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller. I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, all.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, so Ryan Pinder made a speech. Should have been made a while ago. Again, other countries, their attorneys general are not popping up talking about what's going on, but we're a small country and we need to protect our reputation. I told you all a while ago, Ryan Pinder's the guy to do it. He knows this stuff really well. He worked in private banking and he worked in, well, not private banking per se, finance, if you want to characterize that. Yeah, he worked in a private bank too. And he is schooled in American and Bahamian law. So U.S. and Bahamian law. And he's a smart guy. So he should have been making these statements. He should have made this statement from before, but I guess he didn't want to. I don't know if he wanted to or not. But again, you're our chief legal representative. And so you need to go defend crazy and wild about the Bahamas. In fact, I don't know what the apparatus is, but y'all need to like go on some of these news shows like Squawk Box and Jim Cramer. I don't know about Jim Cramer, but anyway. And go on, you know, Good Morning America. I can't watch Good Morning America. Go on the Today Show. Oh, man, I can't take Good Morning. Jesus, I miss and turn it to Good Morning America one morning. I like had to run, go grab the remote. It's so useless. It's so useless. They had Michael Strahan. Let me shut up. It's trash. I like Michael Strahan, actually. It's trash. Good Morning America. It's trash. Okay. Hot, steaming garbage. I don't let my children watch it. This says, okay, so anyway, the general is speaking. And I like how he starts. He establishes it. All right. He says, I wish to start by asserting one of the most fundamental principles of our jurisdiction. The Bahamas is a place of laws. Okay, the rule of law and the exercise of due process characterize the integrity of our jurisdiction. Now, is he saying that for you and me? So me and you, oh, well, the Bahamas is a place of laws, who knew? No, he's saying that for the international audience. Because I'll tell you something. I don't know how much time you guys spend on YouTube. There's a whole lot of stupid going on. And not just in the Bahamas. We don't even begin to have. We appear to sometimes. But there are, per capita, many more stupid people in the United States of America. Online, anyway. Than there are in the Bahamas, I would venture to say. All right? So there's a lot of stupid who think that, and you know how you guys throw around all this corrupt and steal and lie and all like it's candy? It's nothing in the United States. They drag your name without a scintilla of evidence, without any proof, without any real logic to it. They don't care. Right? He's saying that, and not only them, but also their media outlets, so they understand, look, man, everything ain't always perfect around here. But we have a criminal justice system. We have a regulatory system. All right. Don't act like we just sitting here chilling. And the fact of the matter is, FTX, like many crypto operations, are operating in jurisdictions around the world that have zero regulations with regard to digital assets. None. And they still operating. Y'all ain't shut it down yet. So I'm with him, like, establish it. This is a place of laws, man. They're saying we have systems and we have processes. There's an investigative process. Where is it that y'all are investigating FTX that y'all have disclosed to us the status of the investigation? Where's this? Show me. All right. Show me where the police come out and say, here's exactly what we have and when we're looking at it, yada, yada, yada. I'm interested to know. So don't act like y'all got it all together and we just don't have it. Should stuff be different, more tight, more efficient down here? Certainly. But I take exception to this characterization by all these people who have no regulatory systems for digital assets. Unless I'm confused, Is there a regulated federal law for the handling of digital assets and crypto assets in the United States of America that I'm unaware of that's universal and is policed and has oversight resting with a federal agency? I know the Futures Trade Commission, but y'all don't deal with just that. All right. Oh, it says my battery's low. Oh, I'll fix that in a minute. Give me a minute. I'm gonna do it. Okay. Actually, can we take a break? Let me take a break and then I'm gonna get my charger because I don't have my charger here. I don't want the battery to go now. All right. April, let's take just a 1 minute break. And then we're gonna see you in there, April. Break and then get my charger from out front. And we'll be right back. Hold on.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Okay, we're back. We're good. We're good now. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the revolution. Oh, boy, I had to find my charger. I'm not even sure it's my charger. Maybe my wife's charger. She has a HP, too. I lend this boy my laptop. Now, the charger gone, for the love of Jesus. Because he has a... Anyway, I don't know if y'all have children. children. It's an adventure, let me tell you. He has a Chromebook for school, but he can't do the, I don't know what it's called, some form of Roblox that you can't play on Nintendo. You need a PC to play on. And so I lend him my computer because I'm not finna go buy no PC just for some kid to play Roblox and go on Discord, whatever the hell that is. But he needs a laptop to allow him to play video games or go on YouTube or anything during the week. Well, my wife doesn't allow it, and I agree with it. So he just comes in and begs me for my laptop on the weekend, and I usually don't need it because I have two laptops, but this fancy one is the one I use to do my show on, because the other one's his old laptop that he screwed up. Anyway, let's go. Let me go to your text message before we go to break. Hey, this is life. I have life. I'm not, this ain't Good Morning America. I don't come and there's a whole slew of people just taking care of everything for me. I'm not sure what day this is from. I need to start clearing out my own text. Let me see here. Okay, got you. It says, good day. FTX is a grain of sand on the beach in the U.S. In the Bahamas, FTX is a boulder. Yeah, precisely. It's so Mitchell should not, oh, stuff collapses every day. No, man, not around here, not like this. All right, it's a big deal to the state, so judge us. Right. Totally wrong-headed public relations strategy. Completely wrong-headed. You got to just take your L when you're wrong. It says, yeah, bro. So the U.S. media is trash now since they're reporting on the Bahamas, but you believe them about Russia, the COVID-19 virus, and reports of Trump. Your eyes completely shut, but now your vision and thinking is clear. Now since it's on your door, stay focused. You know the mainstream media just lies. Stay focused. Okay. It says, did you see how you compared the media presentation to Brave Davis versus Ryan Pinder with the summation? Why did they hire all of you? Same people, different quality. The SCB dropped the ball. Same people, different quality. Now, listen, the Securities Commission may very well have dropped the ball. And Ryan Pinder going, we got regulated. That don't mean that I go, oh, well, that must mean the Securities Commission is blameless. And did I do think there's some serious questions left to happen? I'm hoping we're going to get those answers as the court case progresses. But I need to know what happened, man. This stuff Sam Bankman had going on looked like y'all wasn't ready for it. Ain't nobody was ready for it, but he was right here under our nose. Right? But anyway, so Ryan Pinder says, the Bahamas is a place of laws, and you got to make that clear. While y'all skinning up talking, look, man, we got laws. We don't know exactly what happened. There's a reason there's a regulatory framework in place. It's so we could deal with it in a particular way. All right? Now, he's saying, he goes into something about the volatility of the crypto space, which is true. All right? He says, despite the rapid growth in the industry, by 2018, many jurisdictions did not introduce any legal or regulatory framework that specifically addressed digital assets. There are still no agreed upon standards globally. That is also true. Regulators around the world are still grappling with the issue of how to regulate digital assets. Absolutely. And you saw just recently the IMF. FTX said we need to look at different ways of valuing these assets, all right, and how to judge the credit worthiness. Was it the IMF or was it Moody's? I can't remember specifically, but they were like, we need to, when you're putting valuations on these companies, you really need to be examining the balance sheet, understanding exactly what assets they hold, and the fact that they're tokens, you know, they need to be backed by something, which is interesting because, you know, the monetary system is really just backed by sovereign guarantee, right? There's nothing holding it up, right? Except the government says, yeah, that money, we'll allow you to trade it. Businesses must take it as legal tender, all right? That's all that supports our regular fiat currency is that there's the sovereign guarantee.
All right.
That's what's the people say. This is real money you can trade with. That's why it's good. All right. There's no more gold standard. And frankly, that really didn't work out either. We got to take a break. We're going to talk to Comfort Suites at 115 for a few minutes, and then we're going to continue looking at what Ryan Pinder had to say. Stay tuned.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Better Network is giving you bigger savings at Alive's Black Friday sale. With select store and band locations opening as early as 6 a.m. Purchase devices as low as $29 and receive doorbuster prizes, accessories, and so much more. Don't want to wait? Alive customers can beat the Black Friday rush and shop online as early as 12 a.m. with even more deals. Friday the 25th of November, Alive's Black Friday sale. You don't want to miss it. Visit BeAlive.com for more information.
You do coffee your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do it.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's the season of love.
Every time I think of saying goodbye.
Tammy, YBE Promotions, All-Star Productions, Cash and Gold, and Bahama Sales for a once-in-a-lifetime performance by the legend, Barris Hammond. Barris Hammond, along with Wayne Wonder. Wayne Wonder comes to Nassau. Get ready for the beer. And more. Saturday, December 3rd at the Thomas Robinson National Stadium. Fly in all secure Bahama Sands to the Season of Love concert. And stay at our official hotel and resort sponsor, Super Club Breezes. The single beds are only $198 and doubles are just $275. When you use promo code LOVE22, book your rooms now at Breezes.com. Tickets are available now at all your Cash and Go locations. Sponsored by Bluebird, everything local mobile app, Chef Creole. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I see you guys have more texts. We're going to get to that in just a minute. And Junkanoo is back. All right. I'm going to Junkanoo this year. This says, okay, so we're going to speak with Comfort Suites now. Are they ready? Oh, they're on Zoom. I see. Okay, I see two people on Zoom. So I see Leslie Taylor, who's a director of revenue, and Lakeisha Benaby, the senior sales manager. I see they're joining me. Miss Mills Strawn. She did not join us today. She's director of sales. I don't see her there. And Comfort Foods. Oh, hey, good afternoon. How are you? Awesome. Okay, now I got Yasmin Millstrom. Awesome. Awesome. Excellent. Okay, great. So thank you so much. I don't see Leslie Taylor now, but that better be.
Hi.
Great. Okay, awesome. All right, well, great to have you guys back on the show. You're here to talk about a wonderful winter sale. So tell us about the winter sale, please.
Hi, Juan.
Hello.
It's Leslie here.
Oh, great. Comfort okay. Got you. Excellent. Excellent.
Yes, we're all here today to tell the public, the local Bahamian public, about our wonderful winter sale. So this sale starts December 1, mm-hmm. and the sale ends December 20th.
Okay.
Now, the rates start from $150 per night, plus taxes and fees, and that's for single or double occupancy.
Excellent.
Also with that, we have a fourth night free promotion going on. So with three paid nights, you get the fourth night free. But we want to encourage the public that, you know, it's the Christmas season. We have a lot of families and friends that join us during the holidays. So we have very limited inventory available. And there are certain blackout dates available as well. So we just want to encourage our local residents. This is just for local residents. Along with that rate, you will get the complimentary use of Atlantis. And that includes the Aquaventure Water Park, the pools, the beaches. It also includes the daily complimentary hot buffet breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, your free Wi-Fi, your parking, and then the kids, 11 and under, stay, play, and eat at our Crusoe's restaurant. We also wanted to plug in there regarding our rate. We have a for the month of December, the 19th through the 24th. So that flash sale rate gets reduced to $140 plus taxes and fees.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so that's right before the Christmas period. We have a flash sale from the 19th to the 24th. That's $140.
Wow.
Including taxes and fees.
That's excellent. Excellent. So you also, you said you get a credit to Caruso's.
Yes. So we'll talk more about the credit okay. a little bit. I'll have Yasmin speak about our credit, but okay. we just wanted to reiterate that, you know, booking in advance is definitely required, and that's mm-hmm. at least one day in advance. And then we also have our special rates all up until December 24th. So you can get pre-flash sale or the flash sale itself. And great. Then we have Yasmin online, who's going to tell you a little bit more about Crusoe's restaurant and our food and beverage credit.
Excellent. Good afternoon, Yasmin.
Designated foodie of Comfort Suites Paradise Island. So with every two-night local stay, you will be entitled to a $25 daily food and beverage credit, so for a maximum of $50 per stay that you can utilize towards lunch or dinner at our Crusoe's restaurant. And Crusoe's is located on the pool deck of Comfort Suites Paradise Island. We offer indoor and outdoor dining daily. Lunch is served between 12 and 4:30 and dinner between 5:30 and 9. So we have all your favorites, the international favorites, the local favorites, authentic Bahamian grouper, conch fritters, a said salmon, rack and lamb. We also have a kids eat free program mm-hmm. and provide a kids menu. So children 11 and under can actually stay, play, and eat free with their parents at our Crusoe's restaurant. So there's a kids menu tailored directly for the children available for lunch and dinner.
Excellent.
So we want you to come on out, book at least two nights, enjoy our cruise complimentary, and include it for every single guest.
Excellent. Great stuff. And what I like about what you guys are doing is that even though the place gets busy, particularly Paradise Island gets really busy from Thanksgiving on, you're still carving out some space for Bahamians. It's really, really good stuff.
Yes, it's
really important for us to keep our local family engaged all year long.
Absolutely. Okay, so now we're still observing COVID-19 protocols. I know most people have just said whatever, but you still want to make sure that you're making sure the place is sanitized, that you're following proper health protocols when you come to Comfort Suites, right?
Right, that's correct. So even though we don't require the rapid antigen test or proof of vaccination upon check-in or dining at our restaurant, we still encourage our patrons and our guests to basically stay safe. COVID is still out there. Persons to wear their masks, sanitize, give space between you and other families. We still have our tables 6 feet apart in the dining area, so you could still feel safe while dining. So we want to be safe, but still have fun while having your staycation here with us at Comfort Suites Paradise Island.
Absolutely. It sounds fantastic. And they got the new kids feature at the AquaVenture thing out there too.
Right. So and talking about the good things for kids, I also wanted to touch on our Christmas, our 9 days of Christmas special that we'll be having going on, starting from Christmas Eve. So we, all our registered guests have all the fun of staying with us. Every night there will be some form of entertainment, whether it's fire dance, the drummer boy, the pop band. And then on Christmas Day, believe it or not, our Santa comes to visit our kids here at Comfort Suites by giving out gifts and taking pictures with families, you know, just having back some normalcy that we didn't have for the last 2-3 years.
Excellent. You know, it sounds really great. And these are really great deals. I really would suggest people take advantage of it. But you stress, you got to go ahead and book in advance. So this starts December 1 through the 20th. And then you got the flash sale on the 19th through the 24th. But if you're trying to come for December, that's 2 days away. You better get started now.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we're here today, just to try and remind, you know, we're very last minute people. We make plans the day before. So we just wanted to remind everyone that, you know, Christmas is definitely the highest season, not only for our domestic tourists, but also our international tourists. So we want to ensure that our Bahamian public gets the rooms that they need in a timely basis, you know, so book now if you know that you're going to have family and friends coming in for the holidays, because our rooms are very limited at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a really great place if you bring in your family and you can get them. I can vouch for the breakfast. It's solid. And I can also vouch for Crusoe's. It too is solid. And the environment's really nice and the atmosphere is great. Really good deal there at Comfort Suites.
Yes, yes. And then, absolutely, you know, it's beneficial for the kids too. So it's, you know, those persons that have the kids coming along, instead of paying all those additional fees, the kids are free. So they get to eat, play, and stay here for free.
Absolutely. All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Leslie and Yasmin. We appreciate you very much. And hopefully I'll be able to carve out some time and come see you guys over there at Comfort Suites over the holiday season.
Yes, we'd love to have you. We just want to plug in our social media platforms. It's Comfort Suites Paradise Island Local Residence page. And that's on Facebook and also Instagram. They can also call our reservations line at 605-6300 or 363-3680. And then for WhatsApp line, that's 55-SUITE-557-8483.
557-8483. All right. I'm going to use that in case anyone, write that down in case anyone wants to know from me. All right. And so you book, what's the website to just go book if we're booking?
So in order for them to get our local residence deal, they have to call reservations. Mm-hmm. So they'll have to call in, reserve their room with a credit or debit card, and payment is due upon check-in. But the website will give them the international rates. So we want to encourage them to book directly
with
the reservations department here at the hotel.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, guys. All right. Happy holidays if we don't talk again until then.
Happy holidays.
Yes. Happy holidays.
All the best. Okay, April, we're going to take just a short break, and then we're going to come back and continue our discussions about the national address. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation and savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit stadiums to watch musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago. As things return to normal, remember, it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always. You're always covering me. J.S.J.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your chances with a King Combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Okay, so essentially, Ryan Printer was defending the jurisdiction last night. We'll get into it. And let me first get into some of your text messages that you'd sent here. This says, LOL, I remember my niece breaking her iPad and coming to her mommy with, Lord, better watch that Discord, anything goes on in there. Remember back in the day when the booby sites made you put in your birthday and feel guilty? Nowadays, that's free reign. Now, the Discord thing, my wife doesn't like the Discord thing either, but he only talks to people he knows. So that's one thing. But I feel like I don't have a lot of trust in the internet either. It says, look, Sam was doing fool, and the Securities Commission of the Bahamas was not providing the necessary oversight. They left it to SBF and his company to police themselves and do the right thing. Now we're seeing that was a mistake. Agreed, that was a mistake. Our Bahamian officials are trying to cover up this inefficiency in an attempt to protect the reputation of the jurisdiction. Bahamians have complained over and over and over again that we have the necessary legislation, but we're not good at enforcing it. See, my question too is like, looking at the level of what was going on with SBF, like, do we have, like, maybe our systems need to be more robust? You know what I mean? Because I don't know that anyone could understand that all that was going on. So that's my thing. We got another text message I'm going to read for you. This says, why is the fact that the liquidator is a partner in the same law firm as the deputy chairman of the Securities Commission of the Bahamas, it's not recognized as a serious conflict of interest, then the government wants people to take them serious, then be serious. That is a conflict that I do continually, I mean continually, to go deal with that. And I have not yet. It just keeps, stuff keeps happening. So that's the issue. Okay, now. The next text message I have says, it says, remember, now we have regulations for every crime like no other country in this region. Our problem is investigating and enforcement. Yep. Just this year alone, no punishment for the boat fire and explosion in Exuma. The woman who got her head stomped on the side of Wolf Road. Over 30 people out on bail getting murdered. Not one trial for selling passports. Not one trial for selling immigration papers. Our system of punishing criminals is extremely weak. Instead of this being another teachable moment for our country, let's use this as a stepping stone to sweep our doorstep properly. On all crime, the justice must be blind. Let's start sting operations in all these government ministries and let the chips fall where they may. Yeah, I'm with you. Now, the boat fire in Exuma, that was a jury. I keep telling y'all, I don't think all these things need to be jury trials. I'll be honest with you. The woman who got her head stomped on, that was the judge, was lenient for no sensible reason that I could see. People on bail getting murdered, true. Yeah. Enforcement's a big thing. And so that's where the story's going to be, have to be told, is what the enforcement is going on. Goodness me. Someone sent me something. And I thank you for it. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Okay, let's talk about what Ryan Pinder had to say. So here's the part I thought that was the best part of what he said. And we're going to look at this. And he gives examples of crypto being flopping out all over the place. It's true. But again, it's like, you know, we ain't worried too much about everyone else. I'm just saying everyone else don't be clout chasing. Go, y'all ain't did X, Y, Z. Y'all ain't did it. All right. Here's what he says. He says, Bahamians and other stakeholders in the Bahamas should take great confidence from Standard & Poor's ratings forecast for the Bahamas issued last Tuesday. They projected a stable outlook for our economy. We're supposed to talk about that. Resting in part on the assumption that there will be no material adverse impact on the Bahamas from the worldwide collapse of FTX. But as our investigations continue, I must emphasize that ill-informed speculation is not helpful, neither to the customers of FTX, nor their creditors, nor their investors or the general public. Okay, so he says, I must emphasize that ill-informed speculation is not helpful. True, it is not. However, again, again, you needed to have your guys out here. It doesn't have to be the Attorney General, doesn't have to be the Securities Commission of Development. I get, well, I think it should be the Attorney General in the first instance. I get why the Securities Commission cannot, because the way their regulatory structure is composed, they're not allowed to disclose certain things while they're being investigated. Also, the courts don't allow for it as well. Right? This says, any attempt to lay the entirety of this debacle at the feet of the Bahamas, because FTX is headquartered here, would be a gross oversimplification of reality. Okay, so let's stop right there. So here's my issue, right? And I don't take this the wrong way. Not everybody should be speaking on behalf of the government. I listened to the joint session of Parliament the other day, and some MPs should not be speaking on behalf of the government last Wednesday. The issue is that we in the Bahamas have enough sensible, well-versed, well-spoken people who can think quickly that should have been going on these platforms and speaking with them. We've had dozens of media organizations try to interview us about what's going on, because they don't understand the Bahamas. Like, they don't understand, at a glance, they think it's a tax haven that is not well regulated, where banking secrecy is the primary thing, and a bunch of darkness goes on. That's just at first, when they think of the Bahamas financial services sector. Right? A lot of these people who don't know any don't understand it. Then there are people who do know better, like the Squawk Box people, but are looking for a story. The story is like Bankman-Fried out here in the Bahamas in some sort of, like, you know, hedonistic gigpia out there in Albany. And he's just pulling the strings, and everyone's complicit in the Bahamas because he's throwing money around. And that's the story they're trying to show. But you got enough people who could have been out there speaking about, hey, look, man, we don't know what happened, but to say these people don't have regulation down here, to say that it's just a free-for-all and SBF, da-da-da-da, and we should be speaking when others have remained silent, when this has impacted their citizens, their countries as well. We disagree with that notion. You have enough people, got one, boat, go. What is he doing? Go send him, right? So this level of silence and allowing all this mischaracterization to take place, it should have never happened. It should have never, ever happened. Right? Now, let's continue. He says, any attempt to lay the entirety of this debacle at the feet of the Bahamas because FTX is headquartered here would be a gross oversimplification of reality. And I agree with that, too. Again, I don't know what all happened, but it looks like securities fraud, man. Okay? It ultimately does look like a giant Ponzi scheme where he did not have the reserves to support his tokens. All right? That's what it looks like. He was doing stuff that you can't do. Or you should never do. Didn't have good corporate governance, from what I could tell. Y'all tell me he had a gaggle of compliance officers. I don't know. Anyway. They didn't have proper board structure. Right? And for as smart as Sam Bankman-Fried is, he neglected basic principles of business that have served companies well for generations. All right? You're hypothecating assets with derivatives that are backed by speculation. And again, I'm that he was doing all that, I do wonder, like, how deep the rabbit hole goes. Was it just him? Was it other people? Because if y'all to me all been investigating it for 2 weeks, the police have been investigating it for 2 weeks, and Bagman still walking around Albany lying about being a vegan. It must mean either he's really working with the police, or that they haven't found yet any smoking gun, or that he didn't actually violate any laws, he just really had questionable ethical practices. All right. So we'll have to see which is which ultimately, but this was not proper corporate governance he was dealing with. And that we could have stopped it all, I don't know. He has companies all over the place. I don't know that we could have stopped all of it. I just don't know. Like Alameda Research, the SEC isn't the regulator for that. It's a hedge fund. It was failing. He was propping it up. All right. You have people who gave SBF actual money, Blackstone, right? Silvergate. Where's that money? Ryan Pinder says, the dozens and dozens of companies involved registered in numerous jurisdictions across the world. The scope of related parties, including some of the world's most sophisticated investors, demonstrate the culture of this event. And it is deeply misguided to conclude that reluctance to communicate the details of an active investigation means that nothing is happening. In fact, the government's discretion stems from how seriously we take our commitment to the rule of law and the independence of the securities regulator. Agreed, okay? Agreed that reluctance to communicate does not necessarily mean that nothing is happening or being investigated. However, you could have just communicated that the investigation is ongoing. The government takes it very seriously. The prime minister said it, but the prime minister couched it in such a way, and so did Pinder, to be honest. But he went into more detail and displayed more confidence and you know, pushback. Still kind of shout talk in there, but the written words conveys it much better. All right, the prime minister came out couching it, and well, this happens. Yeah, we get that. It does happen, sure. But that it happened doesn't mean we just go, oh, we'll sleep. You know, that it doesn't work that way. Clico happened. Two things happened, right? The Gulf Union Bank, all this other, these things happen. But you don't just go, oh, well, right? We got to act like it's really critical that we figure out what went on to protect the jurisdiction. I agree. So reluctance to communicate doesn't necessarily mean that nothing is happening, but you didn't have to communicate the details of the investigation to say with certainty things are happening, things are moving. I've been on top of this as Attorney General. Before you ever heard word one uttered about it, I was working on it. It's a very huge mess we're trying to untangle. I can't talk about it at this time, XYZ. Go out there and talk about how our liquidation process works, how our winding up process works. Go out there and speak about what it means and who the ultimate authority is on it. It would be the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. They're the regulator. Explain how they work with the court. You have these Americans putting out stuff talking about the Supreme Court now owns all of your crypto asset. Come on. Like, you got to combat this foolishness, because unfortunately, I explained this before, and America's the richest country in the world and one of the most populous. And with that comes the luxury of believing that if everything does not work like it does in America around the world, then it should. Right. So they don't, when we're talking about what's going on with our Supreme Court and how that works with a joint pivot, they don't know. They don't understand that. And they don't care. We must explain it to them. This says, we have been shocked at the ignorance of those who assert that FTX came to the Bahamas because they did not want to submit to regulatory scrutiny. In fact, the world is full of countries in which there is no legislative or regulatory authority over crypto, but the Bahamas is not one of them. We have been able to assert our leadership in this new field because in the digital assets arena, what matters is not the size of your landmass or the size of your GDP, but the ingenuity and rigor of your people and jurisdiction. I agree. Okay. And I think that's well said. Okay. It's really how well you and your jurisdiction can set up a framework and regulate it. That's what matters. All right. Not that you're the biggest country on earth, because there are still issues that happen in even the biggest countries on earth. It says, when a respected risk and market integrity firm ranked the world's digital assets regulatory regimes earlier this year, our country was first, and for good reason. The digital asset sector is a high-profile, embryonic sector of the Bahamian financial services sector, an area where the Bahamas has demonstrated global leadership for decades. As a world-leading destination for tourism, we've been audacious before in asserting that it's better than the Bahamas. We will not hesitate to do so again. Okay, so this part here also is important to know. And here's what should have been said from jump that I didn't understand. See, I don't do social media much anymore. I see people like tagging me and notificate. I just, for my own personal mental health, I try to stay away from social media. And I need to do more of that, particularly YouTube. All right, so, but people on social media who are, you know, Progressive Liberal Party supporters, oh, this ain't no big deal, and this one and that one, what about XYZ scandal and that scandal and that scandal? Man, focus, man. This is a big deal. I'm telling you, I don't have, I could show you a dozen emails from these Americans trying to get our cooperation to dig up more of what's going on with this story. They don't be doing that when S&P gives us a stable outlook. They don't be doing that when we have a budget deficit of $1.3 billion. They don't care. This they care about. And that y'all were acting like, oh, well, I don't even know why they're looking at it. I don't know. I don't know what's so interesting about it. Come on, man. You could sit in your little silo and bubble all you want. That don't change reality. So here's what you should have said and acted like it from jump. My fellow Bahamians, we know that the world is watching. Insofar as these are matters of pressing global interest and concern, we welcome the attention. We have every confidence that the world will see how our policies, laws, and regulatory regime have so much to commend to others. We do not apologize for our ambition for Bahamas to be at the forefront of this exciting, innovative sector. The Bahamas stands behind its decision to regulate digital assets and related businesses. We stand behind the quality of the regulations that exist. Okay? That's what needs to be said. This part is good here too. He says, like the dot-com boom and bust of the past, we believe that the turbulence currently being experienced by the digital asset sector will pass and that there's still much potential for growth and opportunity ahead. Okay? He says, this is what he said, I don't know if I agree with him. He says, in fact, I'm fully confident that as matters progress and the activities of the FTX group either restructured or wound down, the Bahamas will emerge held in even higher esteem. This part needed to be said, this next part too. He says, a turbulent cryptocurrency period on a global basis and the downfall of a single Bahamian company in no way threaten a bright future for the Bahamas. Quite the opposite. Those entrepreneurs who are ready to create new financial products that serve a broader range of consumers remain welcome to come to the Bahamas. They can be certain that we have in place a principled, fair, comprehensive, and ethical regulatory regime. They can also be certain we will act quickly and decisively to enforce it if and when our laws and regulations are breached. They will see the Bahamas as a place of laws. They will see that the rule of law and the exercise of due process characterize the integrity of our jurisdiction. Now, whether you believe we're going to emerge or not, the chief legal officer is supposed to go out and defend the country's reputation for regulation and as a place of laws. Because right now, and can you go and take a bag full of money to any random politician and nobody say a word about it because it's not against the law? Yes. But you can also go take a bag of money to your random politician in the United States, and once it's disclosed, everybody's fine. SBF gave $40 million to the Democrats. And it's common knowledge. Right? And that ain't stop no show. They're trying to make a little hair about it on the Republican side, but that ain't nobody go, who's going to jail? Because SBF gave the Democrats $40 million. They're like, jail? What you talking about, Playboy? You know, we can get billions of dollars. It's just you got to go about disclosing it. So don't act like only us get. I know that sounds bad. Like, you know, it's still bad that people can buy influence with politicians, but just it's not only us. All right. So I think overall I like the tone of what has been said. The proof is going to be in the pudding. We'll see what comes out. We'll see what was or was not done and what the Securities Commission was ultimately dealing with. And those are valid questions. I just don't expect them to be answered now. It would be nice. And it would have been nice if he came out and go, here's where your money is, here's where this is, here's where that is. Here's where that, is. That would have been nice. But the assignment, as I understand it, was to protect the country's reputation, need to do more of this, go break out his good suit, and prepare yourself to go on about 10 interviews this week to explain what you've explained here and let people know. And Pinder's a guy who's not going to sit there and let you just go on about something wrong. No matter who you are, he'll correct it. From my experience with him, and he's not just because you're like, What's the dude name off Squawk Box? Sorkin, Aaron Ross Sorkin, right? And the other guys, I don't think he's just going to sit there and go, yeah, no, say anything about the Bahamas. He's going to correct them and explain them. And the good thing about Pinder is he's had a hand in constructing a lot of financial services legislation for the Bahamas. And I saw where someone online was saying, oh, well, look, Pinder used to work for Deltec Bank. And again, the luxury of being American and being number one and having everybody give you clout is that you don't have to understand how anything works anywhere else. And so that internet sleuths think there's some smoking gun that Ryan Pinder used to work for Deltec Bank in the past, and Deltec Bank's affiliated with SBF, they don't understand not only how the Bahamas works, but maybe how life works. Because for you to suggest to me that members of the U.S. cabinet currently, who were many of them, were in charge of major corporations, they now have oversight of. Where in the world does that not happen? There may be someplace, but where in the world do people not go from private life to public life because of they're placed in a position of regulating the businesses that they may have been involved in? That happens everywhere. Plus, the Bahamas is a very small place. If you being in private life bars you from ever serving in a public position, we're just going to have really slim pickings. We have slim pickings. Well, I wouldn't say slim pickings. We want the best people to be able to serve, best people from private life to be able to serve in public life because of their experience. So I want, even though Wayne Monroe has represented many criminals, he's well positioned to understand the flaws in the criminal justice system and how it operates. You see? So that Ryan Pinder was a high-powered corporate attorney put them in a good position to be Attorney General of the Bahamas. All right. And he understands winding up proceedings. He understands business. He was the attorney who engineered the sale of Bahamar from the government to the Chow family. Chow Tai Fook family. And so he gets this stuff. That's why I said he's well positioned to speak to it. All right. Do we have to take a break or we're good? Are we good? If we're good, I'll just read the messages because we're times are running out. It says, good morning. Who's the new committee to deal with shantytowns? I think they're just trying to distract us until we forgot about it. I think they said the Minister of National Security, the Minister of Works, the Minister of Immigration, I believe is what they said. So, this says, did you see the live stream of BitBoy Crypto and Lincoln Bay live stream? I saw BitBoy Crypto. Royal Bahamas Police Force. Listen to me. Royal Bahamas Police Force. There's an American man who goes by the name BitBoy. I forget what his real name is. Sam something or something like this. Not Sam. Ben. Ben something. Right? There's an American man here who is disturbing our good Bahamian residents, talking about his investigation into Sam Bankman-Fried. Be aware that he and his friends are here and are being a nuisance. All right? This says, but one, the CoinDesk reporters looked at a financial statement. They talked about the complex web, but they were able to decipher it in 2 weeks. They didn't have access to server data or company principles. Securities Commission of the Bahamas had the authority to demand reports from FTX for over a year and a half for proof of the state of information and nothing. And that's a great point, you know? And it does, and I'll state over and over again, I'm not saying Securities Commission didn't drop the ball. What I'm saying is I'm waiting to understand what happened. All right? It is a reasonable question to ask, did the ball get dropped? What happened? How is this guy doing all of this? That you don't disclose your financial statements is also a red flag. This says, does that mean that we can't have higher standards for our own standards in the Bahamas and use an excuse for not doing due diligence before the fact? No, absolutely. We need to have standards. Absolutely. I mean, look, if you look at any publicly traded company in the Bahamas, I know y'all think like we ain't nobody, right? And sometimes we ain't. But stuff runs with order for the most part. So publicly traded companies in the Bahamas, of which FTX was not one, but if you're a company in the Bahamas, you need to have this sort of regulatory oversight. Publicly traded companies in the Bahamas, they're required to have public disclosure of their financial records. They're required to have corporate governance procedures. I am getting a... What? Okay, I'm getting, I just got a message that I just want to show you how this works. I won't be long. So I own Cable Bahamas stock, right? Which I was going to sell, but they look like they're doing a little bit better, but they got a lot of debt. I got a problem with that. But anyway, so I own Cable Bahamas shares, not a huge amount. All right. But they sent me a notice that they're going to have a general meeting, they're going to have a general meeting. All right. On December 7th. All right. And you can attend in person or by Zoom. All right. They're going to talk about their proxy statement. All right. And the what's going on with the structure that's going on here. You don't just get to just do whatever you want. And we do need to ask the question, what happened with SBF? because he was clearly doing whatever he wanted. This says, I would also like to know what was the due diligence done before the FTX fiasco. We must do better and stop being so loose when it comes to investors. Well, I can tell you what the DARE Act says. Precisely what the due diligence should have been. I can't do it now because we got to go. But yeah, so I want more information, certainly, but I think the assignment was fulfilled with Ryan Pinder in terms of we did want to hear from him because you're supposed to be out here defending us. You're our chief legal guy, man. These guys are talking about how messed up everything is here. At least defend our own regulatory regime. Now, I don't know if you could defend everybody involved. I don't know what all went down, but at least defend the regime. All right. Okay. We got to go. You guys have been great. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow. And we'll talk about some more stuff. Take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.